A long silence followed Hagrid's story. Then Madame Rosmerta said with some satisfaction,
"But he didn't manage to disappear, did he? The Ministry of Magic caught up with him next day."
"Alas, if only we had," said Fudge bitterly. "It was not we who found him. It was little Peter Pettigrew, another of the Potter's friends. Maddened by grief, no doubt, and knowing that Black had been the Potter's secret keeper, he went after Black himself."
"Pettigrew, that fat little boy who was always tagging around after them at Hogwarts," said Madame Rosmerta. "Hero-worshipped Black and Potter," said Professor McGonagall. "Never quite in their league, talent-wise. I was often rather sharp with him. You can imagine how I regret that now."
She sounded as though she had a sudden head cold.
"There now, Minerva," said Fudge kindly. "Pettigrew died a hero's death. Eyewitnesses, muggles, of course, we wiped their memories later, told us how Pettigrew cornered Black. They say he was sobbing, 'Lily and James, Sirius, how could you?' And then he went for his wand. Well, of course, Black was quicker, blew Pettigrew to smithereens."
Professor McGonagall blew her nose and said thickly,
"Stupid boy, foolish boy. He was always hopeless at dueling. Should have left it to the Ministry."
"I tell you, if I'd got to Black before little Pettigrew did, I wouldn't have messed around with wands. I'd have ripped him limb from limb,"
Hagrid growled.
"You don't know what you're talking about, Hagrid," said Fudge sharply. "Nobody but trained hit wizards from the magical law enforcement squad would have stood a chance against Black once he was cornered. I was junior minister in the Department of Magical Catastrophes at the time, and I was one of the first on the scene after Black murdered all those people. I will never forget it. I still dream about it sometimes. A crater in the middle of the street, so deep it had cracked the sewer below. Bodies everywhere, muggles screaming, and Black standing there laughing with what was left of Pettigrew in front of him, a heap of blood-stained robes and a few fragments."
Fudge's voice stopped abruptly. There was the sound of five noses being blown.
"Well, there you have it, Rosmerta," said Fudge thickly. "Black was taken away by 20 members of the magical law enforcement squad, and Pettigrew received the Order of Merlin, first class, which I think was some comfort to his poor mother. Black's been in Azkaban ever since."